The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Start
spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am in the studios of WWNN Radio up in Boca Raton. Beautiful sunny day. Not too hot and toasty yet, but it looks very, very nice out there. And I'm joined by Janet Cimarelli, who happens to be up in Del Rey at the Greenland store. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
How are you today?
I'm doing very, very well. Have a full slate of counseling clients coming to see me here at Greenland. And I'm looking forward to today's radio show.
As we both are. We have a new talent that we're going to be enjoying listening to today for the next hour. And I'm speaking about Miss Anita Arabia. And as soon as she puts her microphone close to her mouth, then we'll be able to say good morning. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, Al. Good morning, Janet.
Hi, Anita. I am so happy that you're joining us on the radio show. And at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, we are going to help so many people.
Well, we plan to do that. Actually, a little incentive today for people to come down to the store, because today is going to be a quiet Friday at the Save-A-Lot store at 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. It seems that the workmen have all completed their tasks up to this particular point that we have scheduled. And it's going to be just a quiet day, myself and my stepson Adam. And we're going to be there from 12 to 2, giving away free your choice of a Save-A-Lot t-shirt. And I happen to be wearing one right now, and they are extremely comfortable. We only have two sizes. We have large and extra large. In fact, I see our engineer Joe is trying to look to see what it looks like, so I'm going to stand up and take off my jacket so Joe can see what the shirt looks like. But it's a beautiful shirt. It's got an emblem on the front. Check out the back, Joe.
Al, I may even have one in the car for Joe.
But we're going to fix him up with one as well. But all those people that are interested in getting one free, again, it comes in either large or extra large. You can have your choice. There's, of course, a limit of one per person. But just stop by the store today between 12 noon and 2 o'clock. And you'll see me and my stepson, Adam, and we'll be more than happy to give you an exciting t-shirt that you can wear either during the day or as a sleep shirt. If you're a smaller woman that likes night shirts, this may be just the thing you're looking for. But it's in beautiful white with a color emblem on it showing the EDLP. And the EDLP, for those people that have not heard of EDLP, it's everyday low prices. And that's the whole purpose of the Save-A-Lot store, to bring you thousands upon thousands of supplements, personal care, pet care, household products, some groceries, dry groceries, all at very, very low prices, 52 weeks a year. We don't plan on running any sales during the course of the year. We're going to give you something better than that, and that is low prices, 52 weeks a year. And we have store hours of Monday through Friday from 9 to 8. Saturday 9 to 6. We are closed Sundays, every major holiday, and we're also closed the first day of Rosh Hashanah and the holiday of Yom Kippur, which are both coming up very, very shortly. And with that said, Janet, you're going to be at Greenland seeing people from 11 to 2 today.
Yes, and you're all booked.
You're all booked?
I am all booked, and I've seen that there are confirmation check marks down the entire list. So, but people can call 561-921-4238 if they're interested in booking an appointment. The very helpful friends of mine here at Greenland Store can set them up with a free half-hour appointment here at Greenland.
Now, Janet, there was a movie out a number of years ago where, I forgot the actor's name, but it's got to be at least 20 years ago, where they got into a car and went back in time. Do you remember the name of that movie?
Okay, well, we're going to maybe have to rely on Anita for that one, because I don't necessarily remember that one.
That one was Back to the Future, Al.
Oh, Back to the Future.
There we go.
Oh,
okay.
Good, yes. Good. Because that's the topic that Anita is going to share with us today. How she came to be employed as a staff person at the Tooney's location, which was located at 8132 Wiles Road in Coral Springs. So, Anita, take us back to the future, to that time in your life when you became a member of the Tooney's team.
Well, it originally happened, Al, because my grandpa Mario used to go for walks to the public shopping center every day where Tooney's was located. And he had noticed that you had you were looking for employees. So he popped his head in the door and you spoke with him before you had talked to anybody. And my mother was looking for just something part-time in the evenings. And so you had hired her to do the very first Tooney's mail order catalog. And she sat at that little desk in your office and typed away for months. And when I had come back, I had spent about a year at FSU. And when I came back and I met you, that's when I started working for you in 95. And just a few short months later, you had made me the assistant manager, which was fun because I got to be my mom's boss. And then I think it was about a year later, we broke through the wall and we doubled in size. And that was our first expansion. And we set up the whole store together, redid the whole store. And then I was with you up until we went to the new store. And we set up the Tooney's. We originally were calling it Tooney's West while we still had the Wiles Road location open. And then we set that up in 2005 and had a lot of fun doing that. So I'm really excited to get into Save-A-Lot and to have those shelves delivered so I could start getting all the vitamins arranged for everybody again.
Well, we're going to look forward to having you do the setup because the shelving are supposed to be delivered starting the 21st, which is next week.
Yes.
Next Wednesday is when we expect the first delivery of the gondolas or shelving, however you want to describe it, but it's the fixtures that hold the product that we put on for people to be able to visibly see and pick from. And the store itself, being 4,800 square feet, will have enough room to probably have in excess of 50,000 different items that'll be in that store.
Yes.
In all the categories.
And we will both be able to direct you to every single one of them if you come in.
Well, that's a key point, because how many times do you go shopping? I don't care what store you're in, and you ask a staff person that belongs to the store where you can find so-and-so. In most cases, they're going to say over in aisle 6 or in aisle 5 or in the back of the store or down there. But they won't take the time to take you there and show you the product and see if there's anything else that you may be looking for that you couldn't locate. So that's going to be the difference between a Save-A-Lot store giving service and just a run-of-the-mill store that points you in the direction of a product that you may be looking for, that you may have traveled a half hour to come to find going into either a health food store or a natural supplement store or a supermarket, having food there as well. So,
well, that was definitely something that we always wanted all of our employees to do, was to walk you to your products and answer any questions that you may have. We can help you so much better when we have the full picture and we spend a little bit more time with you. And that's why we're doing this, is to help people. So we're going to do it 100%.
Very good point. And if you remember, in the old Tunis, there were a couple of things that we instituted there. One is that we didn't have voicemail. When you call the store, you got a live person. There's no such thing as punch one for English, punch two for sales, or punch three for this one, or punch four for that one. I'm not sure how it is up in Greenlands, Janet. I've never called the store for any particular reason. But do they use that system?
I think you get a live person when you call. Yeah, you do. You just call and they answer there.
Yes.
So I think it makes a big impression when people do call the store to make sure they're talking to somebody live, that they can ask an intelligent question and get an intelligent answer. So that's one of the points. The other point is that you see many people in stores today that have cell phones, and you can't interrupt them even though they're working and they're talking to somebody on their cell phone, but they're ignoring you as a customer.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you're not going to find that at the Save-A-Lot store either, because nobody in the store, including myself, will be carrying cell phones while we are open for business or while you're on your shift. If your shift is 9 to 6, you won't be having your cell phone till you leave the store at 6 o'clock. So there's a couple of policies that we have at Save-A-Lot that are not normally accessible in other retail stores. And I think that is what's going to distinguish our serviceability to the customer over every other store that's in the marketing area of Broward County. Just makes life a much easier situation for people coming into shop. It also makes the consumer feel very satisfied they've come to a person that can converse with them, rather than trying to overcome any obstacle that they may have because the employee is doing something else, talking on the phone, or not paying any attention. So that's not something you're going to find at Save-A-Lot. You'll get the service that you deserve and the service that you come to expect. Those are all things that we will institute at Save-A-Lot. And during the course of time, I'm sure we'll be speaking about some different products at Save-A-Lot and some of the different remedies that Janet has recommended over the many years that she has been affiliated with me. And I think it's nice to know that when you come into a store, you recognize the person. It's not a change of faces every time you go in there. You get accustomed to seeing the same people because you know you can count on them. They're reliable, and they're going to give you the right information. But I know, Janet, I hear some music in the background. So maybe you can let us know what's going on.
Okay, so to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Our very special guest today, Anita Arabia, and you will be seeing Anita's face and enjoying the benefits of all of the great work that Anita will be doing at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And we'll be right back after these messages.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. Want more information? Send an email to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune in every weekday morning to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be available for nutrition counseling sessions at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and we will keep you updated on construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined here this morning with our very special guest, Anita Arabia, and Jenna Cimarelli, who happens to be speaking to us from the store in Delray Beach called Greenlands, where you can find her on Fridays from 11 to 2, helping people with their challenges, with their either physical challenges or their mental challenges or their bodily functions. Whatever it is that is a problem, Janet will always look for an opportunity to help you in any area that you so choose to discuss with her. So, again, she's there from 11 to 2 at the Greenlands in Delray on Federal Highway. And we'll be speaking to Anita about her time at Tunney's, how she started, the fact that her mom, back in the early 90s.
She started there in 94.
Well, we didn't have a computer at that time. We had an old-fashioned cash register that just recorded the price because we used to use stickers to price the products. And it was on a label gun that we had.
And, Al, you were very, very specific about where the sticker had to go on the item. I remember.
Well, it just made it easier for people to locate it, and it benefited them a great deal. Do you remember those days, Janet?
Oh, I remember those days very well, because when I began in the health food industry, one of my first jobs was receiving. So I'm very familiar with those label guns.
Well, then you've seen the transition that I've seen over the years, going from a non-computer store to a highly sophisticated computer system that does millions of things that you had no idea you could do 20 years ago. So we've come a long way with the computer industry in benefiting how retail business is done today. And I guess that this will continue on for years to come as things progress along, and you're going to wind up, of course, getting more information from these computers. Never ending. But the point I was bringing out is Lorraine, who's your mom, was entering in products in a listing that was able to be then kept on file. And at some point, I think it was probably in maybe 95 or thereabouts that we got a computer. I don't recall exactly the year, but I know it was right around the time that my granddaughter was born. And she was born in 95.
Yes.
Let me see. Yeah,
I started 95. Yeah, because I started there in May 95.
She was born in August.
And I remember when she was born.
Right.
And she was in that back room. And at that point, when I started, you had just gotten the computer. And she was starting to type into an Excel file or whatever the version of that was then.
Yeah, a very old system at that point, but new for the area.
Right.
Or new for the time that we were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember as time went on, I got my granddaughter, who at the time was 5 years old, to come into the store and stand on a milk box and learn how to punch the register.
Yes, I remember that.
Those are some fond memories of teaching my granddaughter, Caitlin, how to run a register, which she was most adept at. She did a very, very good job, even at 5 years old.
Caitlin is super intelligent, and you know she was always sharp, even from the time she was tiny. And I remember one of the funniest stories to me was when she was at the register one day, and I remember a customer thought we were playing a prank. But she was really ringing him up. He wasn't exactly happy, but we had a good giggle about it.
Yeah, and that's for sure. I'm sure during the course of the rest of the time on the show, we're going to be discussing a lot of the old feelings and what went on at the old store as time progressed. But in the meantime, Janet, you sent me a very interesting article that maybe you'd like to share with our listeners having to do with the Zika virus.
Well, that article was very, very interesting because what it had to say was that the birth defects. Some of the articles that I've been reading with regard to Zika, that the birth defects were not associated with the fact that the pregnant mom had been infected with the Zika virus. And it goes on to say that there are a variety of different substances that may be the contaminating combination, so to speak, that makes the developing fetus unfortunately have birth defects. So it could be certainly exposure to the virus, and possibly dependent upon the time during the pregnancy that the pregnant mom is exposed to the Zika virus. Then think about the chemicals that have been sprayed in certain areas to minimize that Zika-carrying mosquito population. And then even beyond that, think about contaminating that newly arrived baby with a variety of different vaccines. It was absolutely shocking to me that some of the pediatricians, if a mother misses a well baby checkup with her pediatrician, at the next visit to the pediatrician, they may be given as many as 13 different vaccine inoculation. So that's terribly scary. Let's say that baby may have a little bit of a sore throat, an earache, a tooth coming in, a little case of the sniffles, but not just absolutely 100% healthy, and that baby's immune system, the developing immune system, is exposed to not only these 13 viral components in the vaccines, but also the contaminating substances that are found in many of the vaccines, things like attenuated viral particles. There are particles from animal organs. There is thimerosal and possibly a variety of different forms, not necessarily designated thimerosal. So there are potentially many, many reasons why certain babies may be born with microcephaly, and then after birth, the potential damage is increased because of the chemicals that they're exposed to after birth. Just getting back to our discussion about Anita Arabia and having familiar faces at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Very interesting, because you talk about how the shelving is going to be delivered. When people come into that store, they're going to see such artistic arrangement, and I don't use the term artistic loosely. Anita has such a finely developed eye for arranging product in not only a very sensible way, but a way that's very pleasing to the eye. And then when people are able to see all of the familiar faces, it's going to be an incredibly enjoyable shopping experience. And then when they see the prices typically associated with Al Foreman's ability to do business, what an incredible opportunity for people shopping and looking for some help. And then I'm just going to add, wonderful privacy available for consultations if people are interested in getting a little bit more in-depth professional type of consultation regarding certain test results they may have, diagnoses they may have. So I cannot contain my enthusiasm and excitement for when the store will finally open.
Well, Janet, that was a great compliment. Thank you so much. And I'm really looking forward to setting up the store, because merchandising is one of my favorite things to do. And of course, we can't do it without you and all of your great advice. And, you know, the customers know how helpful you are. So many customers over the years have come into counseling with you, and I've watched them get better and come back to me and tell me how happy they are that they've been able to work with you and the difference that you've made in their health. And it's a combination, you know, I think of you, me, and Al together is really going to make Save-A-Lot very successful and make all of our customers happy. And in addition to the other familiar faces that you're going to see working in the aisles.
We can't release names yet, but you're right. There are many familiar faces that the customers will be able to associate with and see and have the same faith and trust they've had in them over many years. Which is a very good point, Anita.
And also, the customers, a lot of customers will be familiar to us. One thing that was always nice is we knew a lot of our customers by name, and they knew us by name, you know. So I'm looking forward to reconnecting with a lot of people that we haven't seen in a long time.
Well, one important part of the whole operation, of course, is my stepson, Adam. And Adam will be part of the management team because he comes to us with years of experience in the pharmacy business. And in the pharmacy business, which Janet and I have discussed on every radio show I think we've ever done, how the pharmacy companies are doing these dastardly deeds against people because they're so impregnating them with so many facts that they can solve a cure. And it's not true. There are many commercials you see on TV about telling people they can use this particular product and feel like $1 million or $2 million. But yet it comes with a multitude of side effects, which can be very, very detrimental to them and their bodies over the course of just a couple of weeks. And I know you see that all the time, Janet. People come to you with side effects of pharmaceuticals they've taken. And now we have someone in the store, my stepson Adam, who will be able to help people understand why these pharmaceuticals will cause problems based upon his knowledge of what has taken place in his life over the past 10 years. So together with Anita and Adam, Janet, and the other staff members who are not able to release their names at this particular time, but once you start shopping in the store when we're open, you'll recognize those people's faces immediately, and you'll thank us for making sure that they are with us, helping them solve a lot of their problems. So I look forward to that. Janet, if you could just take a minute, let our listeners know how they can listen to the show again, because some of them may have tuned in a little bit late.
And I will just identify the show. This is the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman and our very special guest today, Anita Arabia. And if you've tuned in a little late and you want to catch up and fill in that first part of the show that you may have missed, you can go to www.SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. And on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center's website, you will find a radio archive. And so all of the shows that we're doing are archived by date, as well as a little teaser about what the topics discussed on the show. So you can go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. And the Save-A-Lot is SaveALot. Save-A-Lot, NutritionCenters.com. And, of course, this is the time that we take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. As I said, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, here with Al Foreman and Anita Arabia, and lots more fun discussion to come. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That's where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait around for special sales. Every day of every week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the last day of the week, and as I mentioned at the top of the show, we are here with Janet Cimarelli, who happens to be up in Delray Beach at the Greenland store, and our very special guest, Anita Arabia, who first came to work for me 21 years ago, and now she'll be back with us, and she'll be part of the management team. And just so that you fully understand how the store will be set up, in a lot of stores that you go into, including places like Whole Foods, they do what's called a condition-specific setup. And a condition-specific setup means that if you're looking for an arthritis supplement, you'd go to the arthritis section or any other name that they may use for a discomfort of the joints and the limbs, and have a choice of 30 or 40 or 50 different products that they claim will be sufficient for you to use over a period of time to help ease your discomfort and pain. And Save-A-Lot, what we're going to do is make it real easy for you, because most people come in with a brand that they're looking for. And I'm going to put Anita on the spot right now and ask her, over all the years that you've been in the retail business, all the stores you've seen, do you find that brand blocking is as good, if not better, than condition specific?
I like both ways, Al. I've seen both ways. But I do feel that a lot of customers are brand loyal. And when it comes to helping them, it's nice to stand in front of the section and them to see everything that's available to them from their favorite brand, say, whether it's, you know, Garden of Life or Jarrow, because they may look and go, oh, I didn't know that Jarrow made a vitamin E. And now they're going to pick that one up and, you know, continue to be loyal to their favorite brand.
Yeah, I think that's the most important point, because it's very similar to any other brand that a consumer is looking to buy. They go into a supermarket and they like a brand, I'll use the brand Mrs. Meyer's soap as an example. You're not going to switch from Mrs. Meyer's to some brand that the staff member may say to you is better than Mrs. Meyer's, because you've used Mrs. Meyer's for years and years. Why would you want to change? So here again, it becomes necessary to be able to go to a brand area and select which of that brand that you're looking for. Makes it a whole lot easier, a whole lot simpler, and it enables us, from a standpoint of inventory control, to give you more in stocks rather than out of stocks. You go into a lot of stores today, and all you see is empty holes.
Right.
And you wonder why they're empty.
When things are scattered, you know, if you have a particular company and it's scattered through the store, it's hard to keep track of this one missing item or that one missing item, even though it may be the most important item to that customer who's coming in. When it's all together, you could look at it and go, oh, I'm out of that particular item. And when you're doing your order, it makes it much simpler to keep everything under control.
No question about it. And over the course of many years that we will be doing this radio show, when we have a guest from a company on, and the company representative comes out of the office that Janet has doing the radio show with her, they would then go to the area that their company has as a representation at Save-A-Lot and be ready to help any consumer that comes in looking for something that they heard just on the show maybe an hour ago or 2 hours ago. So all in all, it's a very easy way for people to benefit as well as the store to benefit because you're helping customers in every conceivable way. Janet, in the discussion we had with Dr. Sherry Rogers yesterday, you had mentioned that she wrote a book on diabetes. And is that correct?
Yes. It's called The Diabetes Cure, which is a pretty amazing statement. But the titles of her books do have amazing statements as part of the title. And, just as an example, is your cardiologist killing you? As the title of the book we discussed yesterday.
And I think the discussion we had to do with how many people die a year because of a condition they have, like heart disease, number one killer.
Right.
Then she spoke about cancer. She spoke about Alzheimer's and dementia. And she also mentioned diabetes. So I would think that diabetes is probably in the top five reasons why people die a year, based upon the side effects of either the pharmaceuticals that they're using or because their blood sugar goes crazy and the body can't stand it, so to speak, or the body can't adjust to it, and they wind up losing their life because of it. So what I wanted to do is tackle an article that I came across in the medical news today, Janet, on diabetes. And I'll just give you a overview of what the article says. It says, researchers in Pennsylvania and Iowa have discovered that fungal communities found in chronic wounds can form mixed bacterial fungal biofilms and can be associated with poor outcomes and longer healing times. Their report, which is the first deep characterization of the fungi found in diabetic foot ulcers, is published this week in the journal MBio, which is an online open-access journal of the American Society for Microbiology. And you may have known people over the course of many years that have these open foot wounds because they can't heal properly because of their blood sugar condition. And the team followed 100 patients with diabetic foot ulcers, which are open wounds located on the bottom of the foot. And during the course of 26 weeks, until the wound healed or required amputation. Now, can you imagine having your foot amputated because of a open wound that did not heal? Their findings highlighted that fungal components of the microbiome can play a major role in hampering the healing of chronic wounds. And chronic wounds are a silent epidemic. So we may be speaking about them on the radio today, but most people don't have any knowledge of it or ignore it because their doctor may have said, well, it's just going to take time to heal. I'm going to give you this prescription to help it heal. They're going to come up with different ways to keep people from actually curing what the problem is, and that's the open wound. Elizabeth Grice, who is the assistant professor of dermatology and microbiology at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, who is also the senior author of this particular study, and she says that the usually occurring conjunction with another disorder that are associated with diabetes or obesity. But once a chronic wound occurs, it requires a lot of health care and has a devastating effect on a patient's quality of life. And the American Diabetes Association estimates that more than 7 million diabetics, 7 million diabetics in the U.S. And again, they're only talking about just this isolated amount, which is the Institute says 7 million in the U.S. will have a diabetic foot ulcer in their lifetime. And 15% will end up with a lower limb amputation. So if you're a diabetic out there and you're hearing this for the first time, I think it's something you should pay attention to. And healthcare for chronic wounds in the U.S. costs tens of billions of dollars each year. Janet, Can you think of anybody recently or over the past year that has come to you with a foot ulcer that they've had difficulty in having healed?
There are probably a number of different individuals who have counseled with me in the last year with regard to non-healing wounds, and it is a much more common problem than many people know, and unfortunately, it is a problem that the medical community has a variety of different approaches, mostly antibacterial antibiotics, but not necessarily as efficient or as quick healing as some of the natural substances that are available through nutrition, counseling, and alternative approaches. So some of the non-healing wound approaches that I would use. First of all, you have to stabilize blood sugar levels. Very recently, I came across an individual whose blood sugar was hovering around 400. It would go down into the 300s, back up to 400. And there's no way that you're going to have normal healing capabilities when your blood sugar is that high and that unstable. So number one, I would begin to stabilize their blood sugar chemistry. Number two, I would optimize their microbiome. So the use of therapeutic levels of probiotics, very important for people dealing with a non-healing wound. So a specific change in diet and enhancing the content of their lower gut. So important for people with diabetes and unstable blood sugar to understand that the artificial sweeteners that are non-caloric, and I'm referring to things like Splenda Equal Sweeten Low, also known as sucralose, aspartame, and saccharin. So if you have any of those three non-caloric sweeteners in your diet, even though you may have been told by a certified diabetes educator that it is safe and appropriate to use those non-caloric sweeteners, please keep in mind that they do have the capacity to disturb your blood sugar chemistry, and you're never going to get to great stability and your focused goal number using those sweeteners. There is stevia that is appropriate to use. And then moving forward, what are people going to do with that non-healing wound? Well, there are some intense therapies that are available. Hyperbaric oxygen therapy would be appropriate. There are circulatory therapies in the alternative community, and I'm also referring as well to acupuncture can be helpful. From my perspective, what to take internally, you would take coenzyme Q10, and at a very high dose, and I'm thinking in the range of about 800 milligrams a day, 400 in the morning, 400 in the evening, to raise your blood and tissue oxygen level. You can't have a wound heal when your blood and tissue oxygen levels are low, as they would be in an unstable diabetic. And then around the periphery, not on the wound itself, but around the periphery of the wound, I would tell you once or twice a day to consider using a very high quality iodine. Iosol, I-O-S-O-L, is a brand that I have a great deal of experience with, and using that around the periphery of the wound, not on the wound itself. And then Silver 100 used topically. Excellent, excellent healing capacity for wound tissue. And so those are some of the ways to get started with a non-healing diabetic ulcer.
And I hear that music, Janet. And when
okay.
we come back, I want to remind our listeners about a free T-shirt.
All right. And to all of our listeners, you're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Al Foreman and our very special guest today, Anita Arabia, a name that many people remember very well. And we'll be right back with more right after these messages.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@savealotnutritioncenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low pricing coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn more about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. You want more information? Go to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the end of the week, and we wish everybody a very, very happy weekend. Hope you enjoy the football tomorrow and Sunday and Monday, of course. And, Janet, you brought up some good points about the diabetes. And when we come back from what I'm going to say now, I wanted to get your opinion about feed a cold and starve a fever. We're coming up into the flu season, and we're going to be bombarded with all kinds of TV commercials, ads, radio, TV about the flu epidemic that will be striking so many hundreds of thousands of people that will be shown to have maybe 35,000 deaths from the flu, but somehow you never get the results at the end of the flu season for some reason. But be it as it may, I do want to make mention that today, Friday, myself and my stepson Adam will be at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Store, which is located at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate, which is a half a mile south of Sample Road on State Road 7. Coming south on State Road 7, on the right-hand side, you'll see a Halloween store. Beyond the Halloween store, you'll see a sign that says Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. And that's where we are located. It's in the Penn Dutch Plaza Shopping Center. We are in the south end, and it's at the corner of Northwest 31st Street. So stop in today between 12 and 2 and pick up either a large or an extra large T-shirt, limit of 1 to a person. I'll be more than happy to have you pick one up. It's free. There's no charge. Just stop in and say hello to myself or my stepson, Adam. And we'd like to see you walk around with it very proudly and know that we'll be open sometime in the month of November, and you'll be able to do all your shopping for all your natural remedies at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. And, Janet, when I made this statement about the flu epidemic that's going to be striking our country sometime in the next month or so, when we start hearing about it on the TV and radio, newspapers, the old expression, feed a cold, starve a fever, has been around for many, many years. Have you heard that, Anita?
Yes, I have, Al.
Okay. What is your opinion about that?
Okay, well, it's very interesting because there is a little bit of science behind it. And the idea is to feed a cold, but you would have to feed a cold very intelligently. And by that, I mean protein and fresh, non-starchy vegetables. One of the highest vitamin C content vegetables that you might choose would be peppers. So if people have a poor digestive response to green peppers, they might think about using orange or yellow or red peppers. Very high vitamin C content, and very high vitamin C content that's readily available. Chicken soup, very important to enhance how your immune system is working. So those are two examples of what you would do to go ahead and feed a fever. Why would you, or feed a cold? Why would you want to avoid feeding a fever? Well, It's possible that your body is mustering all its resources to energize the immune system response. And if you stay away from food, you minimize food intake, have very small bites of easily digested food, probably, again, in the realm of non-starchy vegetables, and if you make sure that you're staying away from sugar, that starving of fever allows your body to push all of its energetic resources to your immune system, and your immune system can then be properly energized to fight off, actually identify, engulf, and break down the bacterial component. So that's my take on that old adage, feed a cold and starve a fever.
Does it make a difference whether it's bacterial or viral?
Well, the colds are very usually viral, and the fever would very much be in response to the presence of a bacteria.
All right, so I know my remedy for a cold or a virus or even a flu is matzo ball soup, a chicken soup. I love either one. And that seems to have helped me over many, many, many years that I can remember. Do you have any favorite remedies, Anita, that you have for a cold or a signs of a flu coming on?
Well, I actually started feeling sick a few days ago, and I had some amazing homemade chicken soup that knocked it right out of me. In addition to
homemade by yourself or your mom?
No, by my boyfriend.
Oh.
And then I also took some AHCC, which you talked about the other day,
right?
Which I usually have on hand for any time I'm feeling a sniffle coming on, and that usually helps me if I do it a few times a day for a couple of days.
Now, what about your two beautiful girls?
Luckily, they didn't seem to be too affected, so I knocked it out before they really got sick. They tried to play sick, I think, to get out of school, Al, because they are, you know, 7 and 9 and a little rascally, but they're just fine.
Well, we plan on seeing them, and I plan on the customers seeing them on certain days where they don't have school. We don't want them cutting school, but on the days they don't have school, I'd love to get them in the store to be able to help show people around to different areas that these people may have come in to look for a specific product, or give out flyers or special things that are going on that would enable people to plan a future visit to the Save-A-Lot store. They are very charming, very beautiful. They're
Thank
a lot
you.
Like you in many different respects. So you've done a great job in raising those two kids, because so far they came out very, very good.
Thank you. Thank
they
you.
They definitely have my stamp of approval, without a doubt.
Well, they are beyond excited to get into that store. They're already walking around town wearing their Save-A-Lot shirts and said they can't wait to get to work. They plan on, you know, helping straighten the shelves and pack some groceries and say hello to all the customers.
Well, we look forward to that as well. And, Janet, are there any things that you think people should be aware of in addition to some of the foods that we just spoke about, like the chicken soup? Do you have a favorite food that you like if you feel you're coming down with something?
Okay, I tend to go more to teas. So there are a number of different types of immune-supporting tea, herbal tea combination. I think those are excellent. And I am a super supporter of high-dose vitamin D. So I would use 10,000 IU capsule of vitamin D probably 5 or 6 times over the course of the day. I probably would very much reduce food intake. And when I don't necessarily feel well, I don't necessarily want to eat. And so I really do turn to supplements. I do coenzyme Q10 because when you have a high oxygenation in your blood and tissues, your immune system is very well supported, so you don't necessarily succumb totally to the bacteria or virus that's bothering you. But I'm a strong proponent of vitamin D.
Well, it sounds like a well-rounded discussion that you've shared with our listeners, Janet. And I know that over the years, we both use Silver 100 in addition to all the products you just mentioned. And Save-A-Lot will have the dosage of vitamin D up to 50,000 IUs per capsule. So that's a mega dose for people that are really sick. I want to remind our listeners to stop by the store today at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate, half mile south of Sample Road. Pick up your either large or extra large free T-shirt that says Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers with the EDLP logo. And we want you to enjoy it. And we'll be there from 12 to 2 today. You'll be able to see me or my stepson Adam and pick up your free large or extra large T-shirt. Anita, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Al and Janet. I had a great time.
It was a pleasure having you. And we're going to see you setting up the store the week of the 26th, which is only a week from Monday.
That's right.
So we look forward to that. And Janet, have a great weekend. Hope everything is good for you this weekend. And we'll be back on the air on Monday.
Well, I'll be there. And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And thanks so much again to our special guest, Anita Arabia. And be sure to listen to the entire show, if you missed any of it, at the SaveALotNutritionCenters.com website. And have a great weekend, everybody. See you on Monday at 10. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.